Now, point number six. Don't accept yourself. Now, to some, this may sound very much like blasphemy. They may say, well, of course you must accept yourself. It's the first thing you must do. You just accept yourself. But let's look a little more closely into the matter. First of all, what does accept mean? Well, a couple of years ago, I wanted to be quite sure of this, so I consulted my old friend, Dr. Johnson, on whom I find I can rely. And he defines accept, the verb accept, as to receive with approbation. Approbation meaning, of course, approval. Huh? So receive with approbation, to receive with approval. But surely there's much in ourselves of which we don't approve, huh? Of which perhaps we strongly disapprove. Huh? So we should not receive that. We should not want to retain that. We should not want to hang on to that. We should rather want to reject that. Huh? So we should rather modify this rather popular statement about accepting ourselves, and we should say that, well, let us accept what is skillful of ourselves, but let us reject what is unskillful. There's no spiritual development without that. Huh? There's no, well, this is a form, we may say, even of renunciation. So I know I'm being in some ways a little bit provocative, huh? but consider the truth, as it were, in the provocation. We are becoming, in the world at large, I think, in many ways, in our current culture and way of looking at things, rather self-indulgent. And I think this very general and widespread talk nowadays, especially in therapeutic circles or psychotherapeutic circles, about accepting yourself, has become rather misused, rather like the developmental model. So let's try a change. Let's have an experiment. Don't accept yourself. Yeah? Well, suppose I get angry sometimes. Why should I accept that? I don't accept it. Huh? If I accept it, I'm not just going to grow in that respect. Supposing I'm mean, supposing I don't like to give or part with my money, well, I'm not going to accept that. Why should I accept it? Because I want to grow spiritually. Hmm? So one shouldn't think in terms of just accepting oneself totally. That sort of acceptance is suitable only for the infant, not for anybody who's reached any degree of maturity. So don't accept yourself. You could even say, don't accept your friends. I mean, don't accept what is unskillful in them. Huh? Say, well, no, I'm not going to have that. I'm not going to put up with that. You acted unskillfully, or you told a lie. Hmm? You let me down. I'm not going to accept that. I'm not going to let you off the hook. Let there be no collusion. I think sometimes in friendship, I'm not saying spiritual friendship, in friendship there's a sort of mutual collusion. You let me get away with it and I'll let you get away with it. You let me get away with this, I'll let you, you know, get away with that. Sometimes I get reports of chapter meetings where order members have told their fellow chapter members, oh, I think I'm going to do such and such. And it has been something a bit questionable sometimes, or at least something that ought to be looked at more closely. And sometimes other chapter members say, well, oh, that's fine, yeah, go ahead and do it. This doesn't always happen by any means. I mean, in some chapters, at least, on some occasions, there's a rigorous examination of what that person proposes to do. But not always. Only too often the person is let off the hook. Only too often there is collusion. Huh? Because you're supposed to accept the other person, accept what they are, accept what they want to do. And, well, this can be a very serious misuse of the whole concept of acceptance. So accept in yourself what is skillful and reject, you know, what is unskillful. Receive with approbation what is skillful in yourself and others, and reject what is unskillful. Reject with disapprobation. Huh?